In early September, the Adirondack Council released its annual State of the Park Report, which assesses the status of the 6 million acres across the North Country and provides a thumbs-up or thumbs-down assessment of actions taken by state regulators, the legislature, and governor. To discuss the highlights, we're joined by the group's executive director, William Janeway. Welcome back to the show, Willie.
Thank you, Dave. Good to talk to you again.
So from your perspective, what's the most important state decision or state indecision with regards to the Adirondack Park that was made in 2020 or 2021?
The most important big macro decision was the recognition of how precious it is, and during a time of a COVID crisis, how many millions of New Yorkers needed it, and recognition of the need to hire more people and invest more in it. So the initiation of some actions in that regard was one of the most encouraging things that could happen. The other side of that coin is, what are we most disappointed about? And while we applaud and give thumbs up for many different actions, we also recognize that we still are a long ways from the finish line with regard to many of those same objectives.
The state government got a thumbs down for failing to approve reforms at the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Adirondack Park Agency. What kind of changes did you want to see enacted?
Well, first, Dave, I'd say that the obvious. The Adirondacks are a national treasure. They're threatened at multiple levels. There are 6 million acres, 20% of New York State, 12-plus million people a year visiting them, and they are managed by that Adirondack Park Agency that you refer to. And we gave a thumbs down because the agency has slowly lost staff. It does not have the funding it needs, and it is no longer providing its role of oversight to all the different state agencies that do things in and that are important to the Adirondacks. We gave a thumbs up for efforts to improve wilderness preservation, for approval of a Clean Water Jobs Bond Act for the 2022 ballot in New York State. So some good things moving forward, invasive species legislation being approved. But without reforming the park agency, many of those different actions are operating in a vacuum, and the agency responsible for coordinating and overseeing everything isn't able to do its job, despite some really good, dedicated people there and other agencies doing the best they can.
In your 28-page report, there's nearly 100 different topics that are touched on. Is there one that, you know, you think has flown a little bit under the radar that is still pretty interesting that you think listeners might benefit from hearing about?
I think everyone knows on the climate crisis actions are being taken with regard to systemic racism and the challenges there. People are working and have a lot more work to do. What perhaps is hardest to appreciate, because it's a lot of different things, is the park has been so valued during the crises we've had that it has been stressed with high levels of visitation, and it is at risk of being loved to death. So how we at the Adirondack Council, as we give our annual report card to the state and other agencies, the thumbs up on recognizing the problem, combined with recognition that we still have a lot more to do. We need a lot more funding. We need a lot more staff. Understanding that nuance is one of the things I most appreciate the opportunity to do for you and your listeners.
Well, when it comes to the thumbs downs that we've been talking about right now, it's primarily from a lack of action. Were there any actions that were taken that solicited a thumbs down from the Adirondack Council?
So I remember during the, on page 19, DEC not asking for more rangers. There was a specific question asked by the legislature, do you need more forest rangers? And the action taken in response was a no, we do not. And we feel that doesn't follow the science and the needs. And we're pleased to see folks embracing the science in many other places. That was a specific decision in terms of the position stated at that time that we respectfully disagreed with.
Any other specific actions taken by the state that got a thumbs down from the Adirondack Council as they did their Siskel and Ebert impersonation?
Yes, we support wilderness, and we also try to help communities, and we gave Governor Cuomo a thumbs down for failing to release the upstate rural Cellular Coverage Task Force report that was put together that cost a lot of money. That would be the blueprint for how to close cell coverage gaps in communities and along key travel corridors.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking with William Janeway, Executive Director of the Adirondack Council, which recently released an assessment of actions and inactions by the state with regards to the Adirondack Park. Any idea what's going on with that group? I know there's been a lot of interest from that after some state lawmakers made a little bit of hay about their product not seeing the light of day.
That, on cell coverage and with broadband, we've made progress, and that always makes people want to think, yes, done. We've made progress on the acid rain, but no, we're not done. It's much more difficult as an elected leader to say, yes, we've made progress, but we aren't done. I haven't finished. And that's a place where it appears it's been difficult for the state to acknowledge we aren't done. And I suspect there are costs associated with what's in that report that may have also impacted the governor's desire to put it out or not.
Well, you mentioned how former Governor Andrew Cuomo got a thumbs down on that issue. How does he fare, I guess, more broadly over the 12 months covered by this report? Do you think he gets a thumbs up overall, or does he get a thumbs down for his final year in office?
Overall, the governor gets a thumbs up for the Adirondack Park. When you look at it in whole, he has done a lot to help invest in communities and infrastructure and clean water funding. We have recognized positively hundreds of millions of dollars being invested in the Olympic Regional Development Authority. We are concerned that there doesn't seem to be enough balance to wilderness preservation, which is so important for the clean water that we depend on, and suggest there should be a better balancing. But when you look at the park as a whole, the governor deserves a thumbs up for what he did on that. We are hopeful, looking forward with the new governor coming in, that there's an opportunity to continue that strong funding for communities, but better complement it with improved actions and funding for clean water and wilderness preservation.
Yeah, as you move forward, what are some of the litmus tests that you're going to be using to grade Kathy Hochul, say, in next year's report when you decide whether she gets thumbs ups or thumbs down?
Let me start by saying Governor Hochul knows the Adirondacks. She's been here many times. She has worked with the Adirondack Council. She knows we are environmental advocates who are practical, understand the need to help generate jobs, protect public health. So we are optimistic moving forward that, first of all, some unfinished business, the Adirondack Park Agency, its need for leadership, appointments to a road salt task force, an invasive species law that would help keep aquatic invasive species out of our waters. Those things, broadband, finishing some of the cell tower communications work, that's unfinished business that we are very hopeful that Hochul will work to finish. Looking beyond that, the bigger opportunities are to invest in wilderness, jobs, and clean water. There's an opportunity to create an Adirondack Green New Deal as part of a New York State Green New Deal connected to new federal funding and state resources. And we are excited about the opportunity for that with many public and private partners with leadership from the state.
It seems like the first major opportunity for her to demonstrate her priorities as it comes to the Adirondack Park is when she unveils her budget in January, but there are also a lot of administrative decisions she could make in the nearer future, as you just outlined. Are there any specific things that you'd like to see her do in the coming weeks that you think would be a real good indicator of how she's going to approach the Adirondacks? Is it naming people to the Adirondack Salt Council? Is it changing personnel at the Adirondack Park Agency? What would be that first one or two moves to make from your perspective?
Who the governor puts into key appointments is that first major item, and probably the top of that list is who will be the chair of the board of the Adirondack Park Agency. That seat has been vacant for way too long, and there are good people on the board who could be promoted to that position, and that will be a bellwether for many concerned about both wilderness and communities in the Adirondacks. if she makes that appointment and if she makes a good, strong appointment that many people would rally around. And that's in the immediate short term. We all recognize that this is a huge state with a lot of business and a lot of crises. So we are also very patient as we wait for that. But we can't wait too much longer. And then, as you say, yes, the budget rollout, the state of the state in January, that's where Governor Hochul will have the opportunity to paint a broader picture for her vision moving forward for the state and for the Adirondacks as the largest park, not just in the state, but the largest park in the contiguous United States.
Well, we've been speaking with Willie Janeway. He's the executive director of the Adirondack Council. Willie, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Dave, thank you very much.
And you can find that full report at AdirondackCouncil.org.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.